Marlins and Phillies in the city of brotherly love. There's the Philly fanatic up to his usual hijinks. Rhys Hoskins would have a big night as well as the tater parade for the Phillies starts in the second.
Caught last night's game, and Alfaro's back there tonight. This is their young catcher, and they're trying to make a decision on him. He lifts a high fly ball deep to left. It's way up toward the scoreboard, and it's into the upper level of the bleachers in left. A home run for Jorge Alfaro, his third. And it's 3-0 Philadelphia here in the second. With the number of pitches he's throwing, here's number 48. Here's a high fly ball. This is to deep right center. And this one is into the seats in deep, deep right center field. Freddy Galvis with a two-run home run. 5-0 Phillies. Hoskins belts a shot out to right center, and this one is gone into the seats up over the scoreboard that's in the right center field wall and back about 10 rows. Hoskins with a home run, number 18. It's a two-run shot.
Van Twirly's to lose. Worley allowed 8 runs on 8 hits, 2 walks, 3 homers, and hitting in a third. There goes a high fly ball deep to left, and Cameron Perkins comes off the bench with a pinch hit home run to make it 10-0 Phillies. For Perkins, his first big league homer. For the Phillies, their fourth of the night.
So the Phillies slugged 4 homers as they beat the Marlins 10-0. That's 18 homers in 34 career games for Hoskins, the fastest ever, breaking the record by 11 games. It was a rough night for Vance Worley, who got the start on short notice, lasting just an inning and a third, allowing 7 earned runs on 8 hits. Here's Worley after the game.
I found out last night, not really much you can do to prepare. I mean, I've kind of been doing it the last couple years, so wasn't really caught off guard by it. Prepared the same way I would normally.
This is a tough cut spot to be in when you're all of a sudden throws into a starter's role, or just being the long guy, you're just ready for anything and just go after it?
Yeah, I've always been the guy that'll take the ball no matter what the role is. And today, obviously, didn't work out that way.
What do we think happened? I want to know just a second. Just what happened there? If you could pinpoint one thing or two things or whatever.
I threw everything. I mean, both innings I was out there. Felt really good out in the pen, warming up. Went out there for the game. Felt good. Just didn't get any results.
Here's Marlins skipper Don Mattingly after the loss.
Tonight, no, I feel fine. Honestly, a lot of good stuff. Vance obviously gave us everything he had. It didn't go very well, but I knew he'd compete and fight the whole night. Tons of good at-bats. Timo had good at-bats all day. Mickey had good at-bats. The kid was really good, you know, seeing him do that. Javi gave us good innings in the middle. Taz, Nico, all those guys competed. I didn't have really any problems with tonight other than the outcome. Obviously, those first few innings didn't go good. But after that, our guys kept playing, they kept fighting, and so I had zero problems with that.
With the rotation tweaking, at what point did you tell Worley he was starting?
Last night.
And he's always indicated that he's down for whatever in terms of his role and short notice and what have you. How did he respond last night and into today?
Fine. Yeah, he was ready. You know, the guys that pitch, they're in Vance's spot. You know, they've been through a lot in their career. He's pitched long. He's pitched some shorter innings. You know, you're a long guy. You're basically ready every day. And so he really didn't do anything different than he would as a long guy. You know, you prepare to pitch, and then you go as far as you can go.
One of the bright spots during this tough stretch has been Gordon. Extended a history to 17 games now. A lot to like there.
No, D's been good. His at-bats have been good, and he's been good in all areas. Honestly, he's had a really nice year. You know, he's stole a bunch of bases. He's been good defensively. He's had a nice year. He's, you know, his on bases is starting to sneak up there, which he's like out of the leadoff spot. So, yeah, D's been good for us.
Both teams return to action Friday. The Marlins will be the home team in Milwaukee for a series against the Brewers, while the Phillies will host the A's.